We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup. And a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up? Welcome in. This is In This League right here on the Sports Grid.
Get on the grid.
Get on the grid. What's up, everybody? It's your boy Welsh. It's your boy Bogman for another edition of Sports Groundhog Day 2020. We start the music the same way every week. We go through all the motions. Sometimes we jump off the bridge. Sometimes we fall in love. Sometimes we don't get out of bed. But guess what? We go to sleep in one capacity or another, and we wake up in the same space. Sports are still not here. Sports of 2020 still look like a massive, massive question mark. And it's been 3 months straight of it. So how much longer can we Bill Murray this?
The most depressing part of this is Japan had their opening day today for baseball.
Did they?
So, yep, they're rip-roaring and ready to go.
What's their league? What's their league called? The Japan
the
baseball
Japanese league?
League?
Oh, I don't know.
JPO.
I know JPO? The Nippon Ham Fighters are a team. I just always thought that Ham Fighters were a funny name. So
that's fun.
Sounds like a nickname that someone would give me in high school.
Who's playing in Japan? So. Isn't that where Harvey was going to potentially play?
No, he was thinking about going to Korea, or at least that was the rumor. So he was thinking about going to Korea and playing for the KBO because it was on TV and they were doing stuff first. And then there was a rumor that the Mets wanted him again. And then the Mets came out and said, there is no truth to the rumor that we want Matt Harvey back. So
then he's like, but Adrian Lima wants me, so I'm not going to leave. I'm not going to go to Japan or Tokyo or wherever the hell he wants to go.
Hey, you know what? Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened, right?
Yeah.
If you got Adrian Lima one time, just be one happy time. About
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is the one time. It's like that one. He gets that one moment where he shot his shot and it was a half
if
quarter.
If I got Adrian Lima one time, I would need rotator cuff surgery from all the high fives I'd be giving out to everyone.
My
so
favorite moment
I'd be
is
the happiest person in the planet.
I mean, I shouldn't say it. This is mean. I don't want to. We got enough going on in the world. I don't want to be mean.
Don't be mean, Welsh. That would be terrible.
I was just about to say there's a part of me that still loves, and maybe that is my favorite moment, to think that, like, Matt Harvey was in his hotel room and wouldn't leave. He was so depressed because of Adrian Lima, and then team officials busted to his hotel, knocked on the door, and he came out like in a little like robe, and he's just
a
like
robe,
I don't want to play,
holding a gallon of ice cream, you know.
Be like, sir, you're a professional, please get over Adrian Lima, like, we get it,
you're getting paid millions of dollars. We've all been there, right? We've all been there in that depressed she left me state or whatever, but you gotta just sack up and go to work. Right. That's just all there is.
But
to
maybe
it.
You just see maybe that this thing we can't relate with. You know, there's a lot of stuff that
we can call out. I mean, we can't call out of work and not let anyone know what's going on. We don't have TMZ and all those other people standing at our door like, why is Matt Harvey coming out?
But what I'm saying is, like, we are in a different space where, you know, everything that's going on are things we can't relate with. Millionaires arguing with billionaires and da-da-da-da-da. That's like another thing maybe technically we can't relate with. Maybe that is what happens when you lose an Adriana Lima. Maybe you just can't leave your hotel room, can't go to your $1 million job, and you just stay eating Ben and Jerry's.
Can you just imagine, like, if I had Adriana Lima one time in here and, like, TMZ, like, just hanging outside my apartment, like, when's he going to go get McDonald's? He hasn't left in 3 days. What's the problem
here? A lot of people
here?
Coming up to the apartment, though. Oh, it's DoorDash. Oh, that's, that's Uber Eats. That's how you don't do it.
Now, please explain it. Is this Uber Eats guy your best friend, or is he just the Uber Eats guy? We're not sure. I'm like, well, he started out as just the Uber Eats guy.
But then
he's actually a pretty good guy.
Yeah. You know, like, not everybody knows, but he's a pretty nice guy. And he's got a family and stuff like that. And I'm not saying we're friends. I'm not saying I'm making friends with my my delivery drivers, but like,
but I have his number.
So yeah, exactly. Yeah. Might hang out. You know,
right. He knows the gate code. He knows exactly how many times to knock.
He knows where I live. He knows where I live. It's fine. Yeah. So, he comes over, we hang out.
Look, I've never been to his house to deliver food. All right, that's all I'll say.
I can see Matt Harvey as a delivery driver.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
He wasn't pitching him and Andy Young.
Anyone in the world, like especially athletes, you know, with a lot of them going to college but not really going to college, you know what I mean? It's you know, they get their grades done for free or by someone else or whatever, and you know, it's like, well, if I wasn't doing this, what would I be doing? Well, DoorDash looks pretty good. Not bad.
You think Matt Harvey, like, every other date, he's like that guy that they're like, so tell me about yourself. And he's like, well, I was in a relationship and just kind of beating
up with a supermodel.
Jacob DeGrom sitting him down. They're like, Matt, listen, if you're going to go out on a date, you got to stop talking about Adriana Lima. You can't talk about your ex. And then he just every single date be like,
and then he just talks about thoracic outlet syndrome.
Adriana Lima really like noodle soup. Oh man, this is sad. Well, she was a vegan, so you know, I try to only eat vegan now. But when I'm depressed, I eat ribs.
He doesn't look like he only eats vegan.
Into his face,
I don't know if you've seen him recently. It looks like my face a little bit, like a little bit poofy. By the way, bad cameras are definitely bad on the face. We have a video feed where some of our listeners, I think only one in here, but on our Patreon, which people can check out at inthisleague.com, one of the new features we've had is some portions of the show can be watched live as we record this episode, because, spoiler alert, it is not all necessarily live here on the Sports Grid, where we get on the grid and we talk about all the chaos. Like, the biggest whatever piece of news at this point, it is the chaos with baseball, not Matt Harvey. And, you know, it's funny. I was on The Athletic on Friday, the Athletic Fantasy Baseball podcast with Michael Beller and Derek Van Riper. And we were, you know, we obviously started the show talking about, like, what the hell's going on with baseball and blah, blah, blah. And I was telling them how, like, excited I got earlier in the week, because we started the week not knowing, you know, like having like a really bad taste in our mouth about what was going on with baseball, but me affirmatively being like, hey, listen, Wednesday, he, you know, what's his face? Manfred is just going to set the tone. He's just going to make baseball happen. It's going to get ugly, but you know what? It's going to happen on Wednesday. And then the next day, Manfred's like, well, no, baseball is going to happen. And then Wednesday, we're set to record one of our mock draft podcasts. And then we get the news where Jeff Passan, it literally posts that baseball is coming back. He literally says, deal
reached. He did not literally say that.
Yes, he did.
He didn't. He said, it's very, very close.
No.
An agreement is in sight. It's exactly what he said.
No, I remember
him. Go back and look at it.
I'm trying to find it. I remember him saying, like, boom, baseball, it's coming back. We've got, like, I know either way, whatever. He jumped on all of the reports that, like, hey, this is what this deal looks like, bada boom, bada bing, hey, this is cool. And then I thought I saw something that was like, hey, this is the deal, we're good to go. Then it all fell apart over 10 games where the Players Association recountered the 60-70. And, you know, I made a joking tweet where I was like, I quote tweet, I think, Bob Nightingale, and I was like, if there was only a number between 70 and 60 that these guys could figure out and work on, and it's just gotten dirtier and dirtier, and there's a couple fronts.
I'm so sick of this. Number one, I'm done paying attention until there's, you know, an official announcement one way or the other. I'm just done like getting wrapped up into the tweets and the articles and all the stuff that's coming out about maybe baseball is maybe baseball's happening. Maybe baseball's not happening. I'm done. I'm done paying attention. Just tell me when and where it starts. I'm
yeah, I mean, it. I agree with that, but
I hate the swing. It's too much.
But we talk about it. We talk about baseball, and it's not like we just flippantly are like, talking about this story or here or there. Every time we do a podcast, there's some big news
there's
that's breaking
different.
That's moving it. So, like, what do? We get wrapped in, and we get our schedule of recording happens to follow with every little piece of news. That news on Wednesday, it was the most positive news we've had where this
was
like
Tuesday was the most negative news we've had. Oh,
but then Tuesday night it was followed. But this is why this is like a manic swing.
I know.
Swing.
It just rips you in half, man. I hate it.
But then Tuesday night you had Manfred and Tony Clark meet in person. And then the next day there's kind of this deal that's relatively in place. All the guys are reporting it. Every piece of news is positive, and we're like, holy crap. And then it's like, well, the players are going to ask for a couple more games. And then it looks like we're in this really easy place. And we did this podcast where we're like, oh, man, this is it. You know, this is the news. We're going to have baseball. This is happening. And then, again, it falls flat on its face. And that's where we sit right now, where there's anywhere from 5 to 10 game dispute. And there's some money.
How many times, by the way, can the owners say, well, the players aren't even trying? Anytime the players offer a deal, they're not even trying.
Well, but
they're
I don't think they're saying that at this point. I think
that's
dirty.
Exactly what they said yesterday.
Well, no,
they
are.
Said the players aren't even trying. This is ridiculous. We said 60. They want 70 now. We just can't do anything with them.
Well, all of it looks ridiculous.
It's the good faith stuff.
Yeah, but,
you know,
but
I'm
see,
sick of it.
But that same stuff you're talking about right there where they say that, that's the same type of conversation around what Manfred said, where I don't know if baseball's going to happen. Like, it's nonsense, debatey negotiating tactics that are happening right now. Because I think, you know, these millionaires and billionaires are able to decipher that if the season's going to break apart now because of 10 games, then we got a bigger problem than originally understood. Like,
right.
Like this is Allen Iverson. Like, we're talking about 10 games or 6 games. It could be a 66-game season. We're talking about something very, very small. So it's hard to fathom where we're at right now, and it's dirty. And there was a report that the players were pissed because they weren't aware of the counterproposal that was going to come from Tony Clark. The owners are pissed because 10 games for some is 10 more games is a non-starter. I think it comes to like $10 million total on each team. And it's gross. So getting back to what I was saying, it's like I thought I was going to go on with Derek and Michael, and I thought it was going to be like this really positive thing. I'm like, hey, look, I'm going to be the first podcast on as baseball's coming back. We'll have a deal, even if it's just hammered out, probably hammered out Thursday night, Friday morning. And this will be great. This is going to be a great conversation with it, and it's not. We're going into another weekend. I mean, I guess things could change, and we should say this. We're recording this on Friday. Something could change within the 24 hours as you're listening to this, where
in an hour.
Yeah, they figure it out and the deal is struck, but the damage has been done. You know, the damage has been done to what the season is, where everybody's livid again, and it's so much worse because it is a minuscule amount that we're arguing over. 6, 5, 6, 7, 10 games total, and we're arguing over the dollars that are attached to that. It's ridiculous, but it's also attached to, here's another wrinkle that just got thrown in, Boggs, with this entire thing. The Phillies at their Clearwater complex have a report of 8 people that have tested positive for COVID-19, 5 players and 3 staff members. You also had, who was the team that I just said before we started
Blue
up
Jays.
Here? The Blue Jays. The Blue Jays, who also are in Florida, and Florida happens to be kind of a hotbed currently. The Blue Jays have closed down their facilities there because of testing. There's no positive cases. And Arizona, which is another place where all of the Cactus League teams are, not necessarily that all the teams are going to be here and practice and do a spring training, but there is, you know, the facilities are here. Arizona is like the worst spot in the U.S. right now where we live for cases. They are rising.
Yeah.
1,000 more cases from Thursday to Friday, by the way. 3,500 reported cases on Friday, 2,400 on Thursday, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And you have all of this, And then Dr. Fauci jumped in and said, hey, by the way, you know that football season that you guys are thinking about starting? I don't see how you guys are going to play it unless you play in a bubble. So all of this has jumped in this short period of time where baseball is trying to figure out and negotiate this season. Players and owners pissed beyond belief. And then holy, holy crap, the Phillies are closing down because a bunch of players have tested. Now, these are probably minor leaguers, but besides the point, it's the bleakest of bleak at this point, at least in my eyes.
Yeah, and well, you swing a little hard both ways.
I do, anyway. Of course, I do.
Phrasing, by the way, but I mean, you know, you're more when most people are this and this, you're this and this, you know. So I understand.
Yeah.
But I also think, you know, well, what's the saying in the Welsh? I'm gonna butcher a cliche. I'm gonna two birds in a bush here. It's always darkest before the dawn.
I think you nailed that one.
So hopefully, you know, and look, we were going to have positive COVID tests. Now, we were hoping not to get five at a time, right? We were hoping, okay, it's one guy, we isolate him, we test the rest of the team, they're good, we play. You know what I mean? Like, that's how we want it to work. Maybe we're coming to realize it's not realistic for it to work that way. So,
yeah, I mean, the taxi squads, it makes me think, like, holy crap, how are these teams going to rock taxi squads? You almost have to, put all the guys in different spots. Like, if you're going to have your active roster guys, maybe practice on field. Cause bottom line, even after all of my pessimism, by the way, I still kind of feel like I'm over 50% that baseball is going to happen. I still feel like we're so close. And I don't love the medical side of what just happened with the COVID tests with the Phillies. That really does, I think, put a wrinkle that didn't need to be under in these negotiations.
When the Arizona Heat was going to kill the coronavirus and Arizona was going to get it.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that's completely gone. But I'm saying is, like, you know, this is a bad implication, but, you know, if all the taxi squad players were going to be with the teams, because no teams are going to go back to the complexes, especially now, by the way, you know, Arizona, Texas, and Florida, they're the biggest hotspots in the entire country. And Florida and Texas.
Can you imagine if they had, like, enacted that Florida, Texas, Arizona plan?
Looks,
and then right now it's all crazy.
Yeah, but that's also the chaos why it looks so embarrassing. But I'm saying is, like, there's gonna, you know, that's where the facilities are. Every team, I would say 90% of teams, I'd be shocked if any other team does differently, is going to do their version of spring training in their home state and their home facility, most likely. But what I'm wondering even further is if they're going to have this taxi squad of anywhere from 20 to 60 players, I don't even think you can have them near the major leaguers training. You need to figure out how to separate them as most as possible, because, you know, the guys at the Clearwater facility, it's similar to what's going on out here. All the facilities, by the way, they're open and there's players in there. Like, there was this thing where everybody thought every facility was closed. They're really not. Like, Indians players have been training in Goodyear down the road.
There?
What's that?
Can you go?
I don't think we can. I think they're closed off to the public. I haven't tried, but I can promise you that the Indians facility is open, because I've seen tons of shared stuff from players at the facility. The Diamondbacks have been doing some training. I've seen three or four different players at facilities out here. So all the facilities are open. And then recently they opened them back up for some of the minor leaguers who are local. The Indians specifically have actually a hotel or like the apartment complex right next to the facility. Right, so the guys can walk out the door and walk right there. But, you know, those facilities have been open and they've had minor leaguers, but those minor leaguers haven't been under strict restrictions. You know, like, they're still doing their thing. They can go to the Walmart down the street. I know exactly which one. And they're going to have to figure out how to kind of lock that down. And it's a bad look. And I'm telling you, this Phillies thing, I think it puts a bad, bad wrinkle into the negotiations of where we're at right now. So maybe we need to talk a little bit more about that. Blue Jays facility, Phillies facility, baseball deal? Maybe. I don't know.
Possibly
we'll talk about
you.
That. Yeah, possibly you. We'll talk about that on the other side. Plus a whole bunch more. We got Bubba coming up in a little bit. Football in hour two. So it's in this league. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
It's late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back. It's In This League right here on Sports Grid. Bogman Welsh. Find me on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh. Find Bogman on Twitter at Bogman Sports. Come and check us out at InThisLeague.com. I was about to say Patreon, but you can go there too. Just InThisLeague.com is easier, and it will forward you right over. Lots of stuff. Secret shows. We've been doing video recorded versions of some of our podcasts. This past week, we did the 60-game mock draft, and we also had Brandon Funston from The Athletic on for a football conversation. So both of those videos are available on Patreon. You can't get it anywhere else. And all the other stuff, you know, my ranks list, my top prospect list with all the draft guys, Bogman's Dynasty Football. There is a ton. Yeah, CFF. We're card collecting. We busted open on social distancing. We opened up a box of Panini Contenders for a Bogman purchased.
It was really a great pull. It was a Rico Dowdle autograph card and then some Michigan State defensive line.
Yeah, who was the guy? It was Raekwon Williams, I think it was. And you're I know who that is. And you're like, no, I don't know who that is.
I thought it was Raekwon McMillan for a second. Yeah. But he's also not a rookie. So I was like, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. And he went to Bama. So I was like, I don't know who that is. So
did you know
Raekwon Williams bigger in the preseason process than when it came to the draft?
Did you know that? I mean, you wouldn't have listened to it because it just came out, and why would you listen to it anyways? You got to be sick of my voice. But did you know that DVR asked me about the Jason Dominguez card?
Did he really?
Yeah, I did like 3 or 4 interviews over the last whatever it's been, you know, a couple, like a week or so. And everyone but one, because one was like a 6-minute quick hit. The Jason Dominguez autograph card I pulled has been brought up, and DVR immediately was like, so
that's a lot of money, man. Like, that was a great pull. So.
I know. He like, we're talking about prospects. It's a fun conversation. We're going through talking about 2020 and prospects and da da da. We're getting towards the end, and he goes, so you pulled that Jason Dominguez card. And he's asking me like what I did with it and everything. And I was like, yeah, I sold it, had to sell it and had to do the thing. And then, you know, then
hey, look, if anybody
it.
Wants to buy my Rico Dowdle card, please hit me up or wait.
Yeah,
Raekwon
maybe like
Williams.
$1 or $2.
Well, I mean, not you forget about the Bogman markup, the Welsh.
Oh, okay.
I got to at least get lunch out of this card.
Okay. So, and then you have to send it too.
Well, I mean, you have the card.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, then you're going to have the, you got the Welsh tax then, too. So.
Yeah, I mean, the Welsh tax? I think the Bogman tax sending out the rings every time is good.
No, so I'm saying the Welsh tax. You don't pay the Welsh tax. The seller pays the Welsh tax, Bogman. That's how it goes. Don't spit out your drink.
Try not to.
Don't spit out that drink. Yeah. We have like a live room in here, and Jack just said the Welsh tax right here. The 69 cents straight cash, homie. I'll tell you, every single time. I mean, because, you know, we whore out as much as we possibly can for any time we do a stream for money and stuff. Every stream I ever do, because I don't do as many as you, somebody Venmos me 69 cents every single time. It's
Chatty.
Chatty or Jag, or I'll even get a couple other guys. I get some very nice ones. Not saying I don't love those, but it makes me laugh.
Yes, yeah.
It's kind of like I would almost be sad if I did, not this we're doing right here, if I did like a live stream and I didn't get the 69 cent Venmo. It's
I have 11.38 in my Venmo right now because I got 10 bucks from somebody and Chad E sent me 69 cents twice. So that's exactly what's in my Venmo right now.
Oh, Venmo at the Welsh and at Bogman. Did you get Bogman as your Venmo handle?
Yep.
That's pretty good. I got the Welsh.
Not bad.
Yeah, I feel like we were cutting edge there. We didn't get it stolen from us. So there you go. Pretty easy to find. So, all right, we were talking about, you know, baseball as much of a disaster as it's been. And you know, it's kind of sad, too, because we have spent so much time, and I've used this word a whole lot over the last week on a couple places, but it's true. We've been Pollyanna about everything. You know, we've tried to be positive when it has been way more in vogue to be negative about baseball. You know, it feels like baseball's not going to happen. There's constant negativity. But
I may or may not bring that up with Bubba in hour three at some point. So.
What, the negativity?
The negativity. Just the, you know, the overall negativity on, really, it's mainly Twitter, where as soon as anything is tweeted out about whatever, you know, NFL, NBA, there's the first comment, and I know, you know, the first comment is always the worst one, but it's almost always someone saying season ain't going to happen anyway, right? That's just like the first comment on everything. And I don't even know if those people that are saying that stuff believe it. They just want to be right. So they're making receipts right now. So if there is no season, they can go back on Twitter and say, you know, I told y'all there's going to be no season. And if there is a season, then they'll say, how can you have a season right now with all this COVID going on?
Yeah, I think,
like, they just want to be negative. I'm sick of it.
I'm not even sure if it's like 100% people just want to be negative. I just think that's where it is. Like, it's hard to be positive right now at all. Like, what would be positive about sports right now? Because it is constant negativity. Like, we were just
Japanese opening day.
Great. I mean, fantastic. Just what I've been looking for. Just what I've been looking for. But, like, all right, so we're talking about baseball inclusively trying to figure out this ridiculousness of a deal. You know, it seems so likely, and then we're kind of at a standstill right now. Neither side wants to budge. Rob Manfred does not seem like he wants to enact the season, the pressured season. They want some type of an agreement.
Commissioner.
They don't want to be, well, yeah, kind of, but I think there's a tactic to it that they want to have a deal so they can play that card, because if the owners enact it without the players' approval on it, then it's a really bad look from a public standpoint, and negotiations, it hurts. So I think their goal is they want that. So there's that. And that looks bad. But ultimately, regardless of, you know, some reporters going out and saying, oh, the players are pissed, and the reporters coming out going, oh, the owners are pissed and everything is bleak and I don't know. Take all that. Move that away for a second, because I think it's all tactics and negotiation, and it's something that, you know, Tuesday morning we thought one thing, holy crap, it's going to blow up. Next thing you know it, Manfred and Tony Clark are in a room together and it's almost hammered out. So, you know, we can go that quick in minutes. But you throw in what seems to be like another tidal wave that is attacking sports right now of the COVID cases. I think it's putting this in a really, really concerning situation. Like, just take this for instance, Bogman. Yes, we have Phillies and Blue Jays. Phillies have 8 confirmed cases at their spring training facility closed. The Blue Jays have closed due to testing, but in this article I found right here, the Blue Jays player that was exhibiting symptoms was a pitcher on the 40-man roster who recently spent time with the players in the Phillies minor league system. He has been tested for COVID and they're waiting results. Both of those teams have shut down their facilities. This is on top of the Lightning have closed their facility due to the virus. Dr. Fauci is saying that we can't play football. And I just saw a tweet from Nathan Hubbard that a PGA player on the tournament has tested positive for COVID-19. So all major sports right now are currently having another tidal wave of positive results for this virus while baseball is trying to figure this all out. It's not good. It's not good.
Well, I mean, the country as a whole is having, you know, not every state, but, you know, there are a lot of hot spots, like you mentioned before, Florida, Texas, Arizona, Georgia. A lot of the southern states that didn't get hit as hard in March and April are now getting hit pretty hard because they started reopening, and, you know, it's going to spread and people are going to get it. And that's the, you know, that's the grim reality of this thing is, you know, you can play sports or not play sports, but COVID is still going to burn through. You know what I mean? Like, it's still going to happen.
I just don't think people were ready for this spot right here. Like, take Drew Silva. Drew Silva is a big name in the fantasy industry. Yeah. Won't return
our emails. Right. Yeah.
Well, no, that's Evan. That's Evan won't return.
Oh, that's right. I get the Silvas mixed up.
Remember, Drew actually shouted us out because he did beat Roto World in the baseball podcast tournament. And
that's my bad, Drew. Yeah. It's the last name, the Drew and Evan, and both working for Roto World. So
yeah. Well,
bad.
Evan does not know. Apologies. Evan started his own thing. Still doesn't respond to our emails. Never responded to a single email we've ever sent. But he has his own.
You can tell how much I pay attention.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Drew just did a see you next year sports. See you next year. So I saw a couple baseball people do it. And I know we're kind of just like, this is kind of just like throwing out a lot of stuff. This isn't stuff you guys, all of you haven't already heard. And frankly, probably something you're just like, hey, guys, could you go somewhere else? But I think what we weren't ready for yet, because it was going to happen. I fully agree with it. What people weren't ready for yet was for the positive player testing to happen before a season started. I think there was a real risk on any sports season this year of players testing positive, and it could take some a multitude of players out, and it would be dealt with in sport. And some people would argue, well, you know, sports are going to start and stop. That's another concern as well. But we're not even getting to that right now. We are now in a state where I don't know if sports are going to start. Basketball is creating a little bubble, which is nice, but there's some infighting. Football, you want to throw on top of it? By the way, I didn't even mention this. What a horrific week for my 49ers. And I think maybe you just said this, but not only did Deebo Samuel break his foot, but a 49er player tested positive for COVID in Nashville. So you've got football, you've got hockey, you have got baseball, you have got golf, you have all of the major sports at the same time. For the optics, it is horrible for sports to try to come together and make a plan when the optics of all sports around them is starting to be affected by this. That I believe because of this, baseball is the most susceptible to just saying screw it. Basketball still got till the 31st. Football has got till the winter to try to make some new contingency plans. Maybe they can have football island just like the UFC. But baseball, they don't have a lot of time. And you now have this new culmination of bad news circling around the negotiations. And I don't mean to be pessimistic because I still think it can happen. But baseball is the closest to me of being the one that they might have to scrap.
Yeah, baseball is definitely on the chopping board, but I think it's 90% negotiations and 10% COVID.
Right? I hope.
They already have the taxi squad, and they have things are going to implement into the season. What I really hope this does, and I am just not convinced because a lot of stars in sports are young. They're in their early to mid 20s, maybe
except in baseball where, 20, well, they finally get to come up to the majors at 25 and they see their second contract at 30. But yeah, go on.
Right. As soon as they start getting their AARP checks, they're allowed to come up.
I think Acuña signed a 46 year deal to get $1 million a year to avoid arbratration. I think something like that.
Yeah, it goes till he's 100.
Yeah, so, I think he's going to file for retirement when he is no longer under this first contract.
But because, sports are filled with youthful guys, a lot of like the NBA players are complaining about the bubble, not wanting to live in it and stuff like that, amongst many other things, of course. And Bubba and I will get to that in hour three. But the I hope that the athletes see what's happening now with all these positive tests and rethink their bubble stance. You know what I mean? Like, okay, maybe I don't need to go, out every single night after practice or whatever. Maybe I just go home, and relax there. Maybe it's not a full bubble like the NBA is doing where everyone lives at the same hotel and we do the season there and all that stuff. Maybe it's more like I'm just going to take a little bit more responsibility on myself because that's what I've been doing, man. I've been, Arizona wasn't having much problems for a while. So I would go and you know, get some lunch at a restaurant or whatever, or order Uber Eats or whatever. But now that it's really bad, I'm eating the stuff in my fridge. I'm trying to only go to the grocery store, maybe my
You've
mom's
eaten
house.
Your fridge food?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
wow.
I, first
it's gotten
of all,
bad.
10 milligram Boggs hates having food in here because it's it gets consumed very quickly. But
what about 5 milligram Boggs?
5 milligram Boggs gets to sleep pretty well. Okay. So, but 10 milligram Boggs.
10 milligram Boggs is like
half the fridge.
Like,
so.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What we got going here?
20 milligram Boggs would probably eat the whole fridge itself.
It's on the floor. So, 20 milligram Boggs
we'll,
on the floor.
We'll see. Yeah, I'm like, can you microwave a fridge handle? Will that work? I gotta melt this thing. But what I'm hoping is a lot of the players see this stuff and how easily it COVID transfers, especially when you're at a place where you're working out and there's a lot of sweat and stuff like that. It's just easily transferred. So I'm just hoping that they take that into account. They notice the things that are happening and just, you know, prepare for the season a little bit better. I'm not convinced that we get baseball 100%. I still think more than 50% like you. Basketball, I think we get 75%. Yeah. I think Patrick Beverly is right. If LeBron plays, everybody's playing. Like, I think that's the bottom line.
And they've created their bubble.
Football, I feel, is just 100%. We are getting football.
Even though Fauci?
Yeah, even with Fauci saying that stuff, because the NFL has just kind of plowed ahead. Exactly like they're like, we're going to make the schedule. We're going to build in a couple things for it. We're going to have these new face masks.
I saw that mask. Did you see that that new helmet? Was that real?
Yeah.
The one that looked like a Halo helmet?
I think it can be real. I think they can make the prototypes.
We're getting into like Minority Report. Did you see the ring for basketball players? It's like a COVID ring that can test them up to 3 times a day. And then there's these new helmets that look like they're from a Halo. I was like, whoa, like,
yeah.
I mean, it's a pandemic, but like, it's kind of cool. Like, I want that ring. I kind of want that ring. But you know, if they had the ring in baseball, the Astros would figure a way to use it to cheat and somehow. So they probably can't have, you know, the ring will buzz twice and they'll just be like, oh, here comes the thing. You know, so they'll figure that out. Yeah, I mean, I buy some of what you're saying because, you know, football. I mean, they literally play in a bubble. You know, majority of the stadiums are in a bubble. I think a lot of it's going to come down to what football's stance on fans are going to be. And I think football is probably most likely why you're probably right to 100% is that football will just probably gladly and quickly kick fans to the curb and play without talking about the possibility of there not being a season. Football will not even question that. Let's talk about that on the other side, though. We got to go to break. It is Bogman, it is Welsh. This is In This League. More coming up, a little bit more baseball, and I guess some of the COVID stuff, and maybe some more fluid football talk in hour 2. So don't go anywhere. Hey.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, Buckaroo! All night!
Welcome back. It's In This League right here on The Sports Grid. at Is It the Welsh, at Bogman Sports, and online at InThisLeague.com. Secret show, social distancing, group me room, here, there, everywhere, all the stuff. Come and have some fun. Sports boys. DVR right. Signed up.
I know DVR signed up, and I want to DM him to be like, is this for the Welsh's minor league list, or are you back in the CFF?
I was going to hit him up and say, don't listen to the most secret show. Don't listen to the most recent secret show.
Oh, whatever.
You guys are ever considering us for anything, don't listen to the secret show. Maybe I'm still okay, but Bogman might be a little bit of a problem. But
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, yeah. Maybe it makes it easier for them to hire you.
So. Oh, okay. There you go. That'll be the one that I leave you for, not the other one, right?
Whatever. Not we'll get some finality somewhere. That's fine.
Yeah. Well,
that's what we're just looking for with sports, with anything. We're just looking, like, make a decision.
Yeah.
Just tell us what's happening. This is ridiculous. Yeah. And I did see our boy Ari Cohen put out America's just not reacting to the virus the right way, because they showed the curve for Italy, for France, for Spain. And then the U.S. is up and just out. I looked at the population by country, and it's like France has 68 million people. Spain has 65 million. Italy has 60. We have 338 or whatever it is. Yeah. So it's just the states. It's going to take longer in the bigger countries for this for the curve to actually flatten, because it flattened in some states, but other states it just never really spiked.
Yeah, so. Well, I mean, also Arizona, you know, the governor the other day.
Well, yeah.
The governor was just like, I'm not going to make any choices myself. His leadership
if
was.
If you guys think that Manfred is doing a bad job, you should check out what Ducey's doing in this state.
It's pretty incredible. So. Well, and everything is.
And it doesn't matter either side of the political leaning, and I didn't mean to cut you off again, the Welsh, but either side of the political leaning that you're on. He's just passing the buck to, he's like, well, I'm not going to decide. I'll let the mayors decide.
You know? Yeah. It would be like Manfred being like, well, I'm going to just let each owner decide, you know, if they want to play or if they want to do facility. It's bad stuff. And what's so weird is, and this could come into a role of, you know, just the entire process. I don't know if you've gone to a place where you have had any type of testing. I have gone to lots of stores, probably more than I should, out in places and stuff. I picked up some glasses for my wife the other day. She'd got some prescription sunglasses done, and it was the most hardcore that I have had. I didn't have a problem with it, but it scared me a little bit. And I think that could be playing a role into some of the stuff, like, you know, where baseball players are very tenuous, where football is getting this lead up, and basketball is they're becoming very inclusive about how they're going to play their sport. But it's also very jarring the first time you've done anything. So I'm in this eyeglass place. You walk in and you cannot enter without a mask. Like, you can't even enter. So I had my mask with me. I put it on. You're standing in there and everyone's kind of standing apart. And the lady, when she comes up to help you, she gets up and she has the temperature gun, and she just doesn't even, she just gets up and she just boom, and she comes and tests you. So, you know, me, I'm like, it's hot. It's 110 degrees in Arizona. And I had just been in my car and I had just left my house and the air hadn't really quite picked up. So I'm kind of sweating. And then I'm like,
uh-oh.
I'm like, what if I have it? Like, what if she goes boop, and then she looks at me with big eyes, and then I'm like, and I look at her with big eyes. I'm like, oh. So I was super nervous leading up to it. And then she did it. I just stared at her eyes and I was just like, what was the reaction? And then she just didn't care. And I was just like, oh, okay, good. I'm okay.
All right, sir. What are you here for?
Yeah.
You know, one of those.
But it's just about, forward thinking in the whole process. I think that's interesting that you think that football is a no-brainer for, it's a 100%. Because
I mean, I don't think it's a no-brainer. But I think right now, if I had to pick one sport that was 100% going, I would say NFL. Now, if I had to pick one sport that I'd say 100% will not happen, I feel like we're getting closer and closer with college football not happening. And it's not
because... You think over baseball?
Yeah. The positive cases in college football are staggering. Like, they just make the Phillies outbreak look like nothing.
Yeah, but is that because college kids out partying and stuff like that? The campuses are closed.
Yeah, and there's no way to control them. There's too many. Like, okay, so your NFL roster, you have a 53-man roster. That's 45 active players, 8 practice squad players. They're petitioning to get 4 extra practice squad players, you know, to get that roster up to, you know, whatever, 57. So you have 57 players plus coaches plus executives all meeting at the same place. So it's about 150 people. Well, with college football, you have about 100 scholarship athletes, and all the coaches, more executives. You have campus where everyone is walking around.
Yeah, but the campuses are closed. You know,
a lot of campuses are closed, but a lot of campuses are going to reopen. So, or we're planning on it. And you know, Bama practiced the other day, and five kids had it.
My only problem with that is I feel
27% of the Longhorns roster has COVID right now.
Yeah, but you know what? They only play like 40% of the roster. So that's my only argument to why I would say.
Yeah, but they're all together in practice, and they're all together in the same facilities. Yeah. They're working out in the same rooms. It's just more people, and they're less contained. Like I said, you know, the younger kids. And look, the nice thing about it is that, well, not nice at all, but I guess the if you're looking at the silver linings and the positive, is it's like 2.5% of people that get COVID have bad symptoms. So you're going to have a ton of players get it and it not affect most of them. But, you know, the first time a baseball player gets it and dies, then it's going to be curtains the season. That's 100%.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other thing. I just think it's interesting. I think if you were to put a poll out there of what season do you think is the most likely not to happen? I think baseball would run away with it 80% more than college football, because
it would now just because it's in the news. But if you're doing the overarching look like you and I have to do for all the sports that we cover, college football, it's really the organization of college football too, because you know there's not one governing body. You have your head coach, you have your I can't remember what they're called. Your, main person at each university, athletic director, your AD. You have your athletic director decides at every school. Plus, you have conference commissioners, Pac-12 conference commissioner. I think it's still Larry Scott, if I'm not incorrect. He may have changed to someone else.
What are you saying? He's going to get sick and just go touch everybody?
No, I'm saying that these are the decision makers, and there's not one overarching body to decide for every school at what the processes are and what the tracking is going to be and how you're supposed to handle this, plus stadiums and things like that. It's just harder to organize 130 schools for FBS. So I think that we're at least going to see weird stuff going on in college football.
Yeah, but I'd say this. The NCAA has never shown any care for the players or their health or their well-being or their financial stability. So they're pocketing money. So they'll just throw those kids out. They'll throw any kid they can out left and right to make sure that they get their money with no care of the harm that happens to any young adult athlete. So I would say the NCAA cares less than the owners about players. So
I disagree with that. I think the care is the exact same.
It's splitting hairs probably a little bit.
Right.
They're cut from the same mold. You know, the NCAA and the owner. NCAA committees are probably people that would be on some type of a committee to own a baseball team, and the owners don't care. It's an interesting, you know, perspective, and I apologize that we really beat this conversation. We've done it just so many weeks, and it just keeps happening.
Well,
and
I mean, come on, man. It's the main story. So
it is the main story, and it would be weird to not talk about it. Luckily, in the next hour, we are going to talk a little bit more football and a little bit more news in there. But, you know, just wrapping up the baseball here for a second, and then we actually have an interesting memorabilia conversation. We'll see. We might have to carry it over a little bit. But at the end of the day, you know, we have prepped and we have done we've done two different prep pieces. One has been what a short season looks like. And people can go listen on the ITL Fantasy Baseball podcast to the most recent mock where we did like 50, 60. You know, we kind of labeled it 60 after, but a 50-game mock. And what some of the changes are for fantasy value. And you saw it in the mock. Pete Alonso went before Freddie Freeman in that mock. Because, you know, you're talking about short stints of extreme stats. Adalberto Mondesi went inside the top 30. You saw some of the higher pitchers still go. You saw some depth balance out. You saw some of the crazier swings that happened in value. So we've kind of been prepping for that, and we're really not going to stop in that respect. The other thing that we've done is really go heavy at the conversation of how to implement a season this year. How do you make it fun? And I felt like those were great. You know, we came up with so many ideas for the regular season, whether it's all play, whether it's
and we got
play.
A couple more emails that for next week that really came in just a little bit late. So
okay, yeah, and then the playoffs have so many great options, whether it's you know, going on FanDuel, and I think you can set up like free FanDuel leagues so everybody can play, even if you live in stupid Arizona where they don't allow it. Which, by the way, with all this going on in the world, I just want to be like, can we just at least gamble? Like, can like,
right?
We can't leave our homes in Arizona. We are the hot spot right now. Not only is it 110 degrees, not only do we have the most cases in the country right now, not only do we have to wear masks every place we go, we don't have sports. Could we at least maybe get an exemption to gamble online?
The casinos are back open, so that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. Yeah, they just did open up. But still, I'm just making a point here. Can we just get a little bit of gambling going on here?
100% with you.
The you know, you could do a playoff where you can go on FanDuel. You can set up, you know, a league, and you can maybe make it a week long. And then the winner, you know, you just move on like that, and you just, you know, you pay out through there. You can do best ball, regular season, or playoffs. You can, I mean, there's just a multitude of ways. We've talked about a lot of the options, and we've been even getting hit up on some of our leagues. And I just know that I'm, you know, still going to say we get the 50 to 60 games that, you know, we'll probably play around on a couple different versions. I definitely want to do that FanDuel playoff and Roto regular season. I'd like to do an all play. And then maybe you were even talking like a skins playoff. A couple of those would be fun. So not all hope is lost. You can go and listen to that. And just, I guess I'm just reiterating what we've already talked about before with all of the latest ridiculous news.
Yeah, it's a lot of COVID going on right now. Hopefully we can calm down. Yeah. Hopefully we can flatten this curve. But, you know.
Thank you. You sound like a politician.
Dude, you have depressed me so in 2.5 segments. I have gone from okay to incredibly depressed.
I mean,
so it's. I mean, what are you doing to me?
I'm sorry. What? It is what it is. It's
like
hard.
There's gonna be no baseball. There's gonna be no football. What do you think? There's gonna be nothing of Bogman. College football. Oh yeah, there's gonna be none of that either. So at least everyone in the NHL has COVID and is dying. So
I'm like, oh Bogman, yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah, because NCAA, there will be because NCAA doesn't care about the players more than anybody else. So they'll run
as long as we have a negative spin on it.
They'll run trained dogs out there in jerseys if they can, and they'll sell it. They'll be like, look, there's Fido number 5. It's not Fido though, so we still own the rights. Can you believe, by the way, wasn't this the year, or was it next year, that EA was going to get the rights to the college players? You know,
the game. They're never going to get the rights again. So that's not going
to
happen.
No, they just had a deal.
Let me explain it to you. So California and Florida are the first two states that have passed a bill that says that college players are allowed to make money on their own image and likeness. So if every other state follows suit with that, then we will have the college game back most likely. But at that point, then it's going to be EA is going to have to send out people to get these kids to sign waivers, or they're going to have some overarching, you know, union, which will never happen in college football, that just signs their rights away for them. And they all would get checks at that point.
I thought it like all happened.
No, I mean, EA, the NCAA can sell. The rights to a video game to EA, and they may still honestly have the rights from their last agreement, but EA refuses to put out a game because when they made the game last, Ed O'Banion sued them and they had to pay.
Yeah, but well, I mean, I'm reading an article on it from April that's talking about this takes place, by the way, NCAA is expected to allow college athletes to profit off their names, images, and likenesses in 2021. So not this year.
Right.
In 2021 would be the year that, you know, this looks like it's going to go down. Because,
well, that's what the NCAA is saying, but states are also passing laws to bypass what the NCAA says because they're saying it now, but they can still take it away later. But states, California and Florida, both have passed that, and Florida's actually goes into... it enacts sooner. I think it's June or July of next year of 2021. And the one for Florida, I think, doesn't go into effect till 2022. So we talked about that a little bit on CFP Winning Edge with Nick. But
me. I was like, hey, we're going to have a video game. And then you just.
Are you kidding me? I would be the happiest person in the world if we're getting the NCAA game back. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you can have Rico Dwiddle or Doddle.
Yeah, Rico Diddle. Like you just said, Dowdle.
What's his name? By the way.
Rico Dowdle.
Oh, I know. Diddle was so much further than Dowdle.
Yeah, Marshawn Lloyd is the new starting running back from South Carolina, and he's a true freshman. That's who I want. not Rico Diddle.
You know, it is interesting. We slowly you have had the interest in this time because, you know, we can't, by the way, we can't gamble. And you do have a PS4. I don't. So that probably hasn't helped. And we're pretty overworked and stuff in general. So we've been trying to find other outlets.
PS5.
Yeah, I get that PS5. But one thing you have kind of been dabbling in pretty much ever since I was able to do any breaks and get that Jason Dominguez card was the Contenders, you know, 10 milligram Bogman was like, yeah, buy me a box of Contenders and blah, blah, blah. You know, you've been a little bit in the memorabilia game, thinking about it at least. And the memorabilia game has popped. There's actually a lot of weird conspiratorial things that are going on with it as well. A lot of manipulation, people, shortages of supply, prices skyrocketing through. And one of the things that has fed the memorabilia game as well has been these documentaries that have popped out. Michael Jordan's cards have flown through the freaking roof in pricing from his documentary. And there is maybe something to talk about that's attached to Mr. Mark McGwire. So when we come back, we'll talk about this, and then we're going to go full into football because there was I haven't even read this article, but one of the big homers for Mark McGwire's value has changed. Not quite following the trend of how everything's gone. So we'll talk. We'll talk about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. More in this league. Hour two coming up. It's Bogman. It's Welsh. And check us out in thisleague.com. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.